What's up, everyone? I'm back. Excited to be back. This is episode number 42, baby. 42. Starting the day off early as shit this morning. I woke up like 5 something, dude. Something crazy was going on and like right behind my... Like last night, I noticed it. I felt like a little, like I had a crink in my neck or something, like right behind my shoulder blade. And I was like, oh... So I went to sleep like a normal night and woke up like 5 something this morning, and it was like locked up, and it was incredibly like painful, like not like I was like in tears or anything, but like I've never felt like that in my back, you know what I'm saying, in the middle of the night, just waking me up like that. I was like, what the fuck? So I get up and I'm stretching and trying to pull it, you know, and doing all I feel like I can, and every time like I move and I feel the pressure, I'm working that area and moving around in circles, you know, with my shoulder blade and my arm and shit, and I'm trying to get that right. And then I thought about it, and I thought about what I preach. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mindset, baby. That shit ain't hurting you for real. You know what I'm saying? You're just tripping. That's like, that was my day trying to fucking kill itself. You see what I'm saying? And I wasn't going to let it happen. So I got on up at 5 o'clock. And see, I wanted to get up earlier this morning because I got more shit I need to be doing. So I need to be getting up earlier to get this podcast out the way and to handle other shit. Like last week, I slipped on a day or two. I don't remember if it was 2 days or just one, but I know I didn't get my podcast out when I could have. And it was all because I had a lot of shit to do that day and I didn't get up in time. You see what I'm saying? And so I was like, okay, man, that's, you're fucking up. So practice what you preach, right? So I got up this morning with my sore back, right? I mean, it's fucking hurting bad. And like, to the point it woke my wife up, and she's like, what's wrong, babe? And I'm like, dude, something's fucked up with my back. You know, like, I don't understand. I don't know either, really. So I go to thinking, I was like, okay, this is just like some inflammation or some shit. So boom, I jump in the shower. I know a lot of people do cold, but fuck cold, you know what I'm saying? So I did warm, and I'm in the warm shower. I'm in there, like, fucking stretching and just, like, kind of meditating, clearing my mind, like, telling myself, this is not even here, this is not even here. And then, you know, come fucking 6:40-something. By the hell, I hit a couple of jeebies, you know what I'm saying? That got my mind like leveled back out to where I can fucking process something more than just talking about how my back hurts, because that was gonna make that shit hurt all day, right? So fuck, I went ahead, like I said, I fucking just got my hot shower, stretched that fucking shit out, got the fuck up, I smoked my weed like I do every fucking morning, I got my dog, and I hit the walk, man. And then I went straight to YouTube, turned on some $1 million success habit stories and shit. Listen to this one guy. He's got a fucking incredible morning routine too. And I'm going to try to implement some of that shit as well. And then just the breathing exercises and the high step walking, getting my blood pumping. It's cold outside too. So it is actually, you know, I don't know what it does, but I know the cold like does something to inflammation. It makes it feel better. So I'm breathing really well. I breathe better too in cold air. I don't know if it's something to do with my genetics or some shit. Like maybe we're from the mountains or something. But and I love the mountains too. So that's fucking crazy if that's true. But now I'm going to look into that shit. That's going to fuck my whole head up. Now I got to know where I'm from. But anyway, so out here on the walk, man, the crisp air is cool. The nice walk, man, my dog's relaxing me. You know what I'm saying? He's walking fine today, which is so strange. Like, I know that I'm up a beat, and the dog don't even understand it. You know what I'm saying? Because usually the dog walks in front of me. The whole walk today, the dog's been behind me. I'm high-stepping, you know what I'm saying? And he's not understanding it. He's like, what the fuck's going on? Why are you so happy today? He keeps smelling my hand and licking me. And my arm's like behind me while I'm walking. Usually he's got I got one of them kind of leashes that like stretch out. Usually he's all the way in front of me. The energy changed, man. Once I started showing myself that, man, you could feel better just by getting the fuck up, stretching that shit out, moving and believing that there was a possibility you could feel better. And then getting in that little bit of self-care that, like I said, it was probably like a 20-minute walk before I started. And then watching that video, like I said, just enjoying time walking with my dog, feeling good outside. That's self-care, man. And it fucking loosened my shit up. I mean, it's not perfect now. Still, when I bend my neck down a little bit, I still feel some soreness. If I lift my right arm to a certain way, still sore, but now it's like, it's manageable. I felt like it had me locked up this morning, and I could have stayed like that. And I just started thinking about, like, my Aunt Debbie, bro. She has multiple cirrhosis, and one day, she woke up like that. Her legs were just locked the fuck up, and I'm sure it was incredibly painful. But the doctors were telling her, Debbie, if you'll just keep walking, if you'll just keep walking, if you'll just keep walking, you'll walk. Now she can barely use a walker, guys. Like, she's in a wheelchair bad, like, got to get picked up to put on the toilet. And it's all because she lost hope. She gave up, you know what I'm saying? She didn't keep moving, guys. That's why when I woke up on my back like that, I was like, I'd be goddamn if I sit up in this bed and let my whole right side just crivel up, you know? Shit, I'm finna fucking turn into Debbie. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to do that. And my mindset's better than that. You know what I'm saying? I got to move, man. I got to keep shit. I got shit to do, man. I got kids to raise. I still got to play catch and shit. You know, fuck that. I ain't finna just let my arm lock up. Fuck that, man. I had to stretch that shit out. I had to get moving, man. And when I get done with my walk after my blood's going a little bit better, you know, I feel better because I accomplished something now. I got my podcast in. When I get back, I'm just going to drop me some of that 6K organic CBD oil. It's going to loosen up the inflammation even more, and then I'm going to feel a lot better. And now that I've got up and started moving, I can actually believe that. Now, if I would have just laid in the bed, there would have been no sign of it getting any better, because it wouldn't have been getting any better. It would have been getting worse because it was hurting me to lay down, because it was putting, I guess, pressure on it the wrong way, like making it like crunch back together worse some kind of a way. I don't know what the fuck really is even going on back there, but it's like if I turn my head all the way to the left, a pain just goes down the back side of my neck, like all the way to the middle of my shoulder blade, and I don't really know what I did, but I'm moving, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thankful. And that's what you gotta do, man. Like, you wake up in the morning and you're fucking locking up. Dude, please don't just sit there and turn into a Debbie, man. I mean, that shit's sad to me, dude. That's my aunt. And fuck, to know all she had to do was try. You know what I mean? All you had to do was fight through some pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was painful when I woke up to stretch this shit out, to, you know, to pop my bones and all that shit. I could have just stayed locked up, because when I noticed when I got to a certain position, like if I pulled my arm in real close and kind of kept it tight and lifted my neck down, like to the right side, like almost laid my head on my shoulder, that the pain was like gone, right? It wasn't affecting me. See, a lot of people would have stayed in that position because, okay, this position don't hurt. Come on, dummy. You're going to get ran over. But yeah, a lot of people would have stayed in that position forever. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the comfortable position. That's the position that makes the pain go away. You know what I'm saying? And then what would have happened? Your body just naturally is going to get so used to that position. That position feels good to your body. You're telling it. So it's going to stay in that position. Eventually it's going to lock up in that position. And your body's going to stop fucking moving, dude. You can literally do that. Put your arm in a sling and just fucking walk around. I bet you that bitch gets stuck. Sleep in it and everything, you know? People have to work that shit out, man. You gotta move. And it's the same with life. You know, you can get crammed up in life fast. A lot faster than you can in your body, man. But my body just showed me this morning how quick it can actually happen. And like I said, I'm 25, bro. This is my first time ever experiencing something like that. I'm sure as I'm getting older, I'm going to experience it a lot more. You know what I mean? But that just lets me know something's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to get more healthy, man. Something, your nerves, your joints, your bones, something is sore. So you need to feed it, you know what I'm saying? And I think of life the same way, and a lot of people don't. You know, like when I see areas or issues in business or life, you know, I feed it. I don't run from it. I don't avoid it. I don't try to go around it. I try to see what the deal is. I try to get to the bottom of that. If that makes sense to any of you guys, come on, buddy. You know, that's kind of where I'm at this morning. Like, fucking stretch out those joints, man. Get out here and just get you a routine, man. I feel so much better today. Like, I'm telling you guys, my vibe's up. This is a good Monday morning. There really is no telling what I can accomplish today. Like, I don't even know that I know. You know, over the weekend alone, I've accomplished so much for my 6K organic CBD oil company. Well, I wouldn't say CBD oil company. It's pretty much a hemp company, because right now we just have CBD oil because we just launched our first product. But it's going to grow into way more than just one oil. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have an entire line of products, a fleet of products. Can't wait for it, man. It's so fun to me. Like, I love it. I love the science behind it. I love helping people. You know, I've already, you know, given bottles to cancer patients. Like, my first daughter's mom, Aubrey, her mom is named Becca. Well, Becca's mom, Connie, has cancer. I gave her a bottle a couple of days ago. She's really loving it. She's saying it's really helping her relax, you know, easing a lot of her pain and mostly, though, her anxiety, because, you know, it's very stressful to know you got cancer. She's sitting there freaking the fuck out. You don't know if you're going to live or not, you know? So she's in a scary situation. Well, it relaxes her, you know? So I was proud to do that, you know? And then I also told her that we would offer, you know, discounted bottles to her because she is in active cancer, you know? And I believe that's only right, you know? If we're going to push a product, you know, that's meant to help people, we should want to help people, right? So that's my biggest goal, man, is just to give people good, clean product, organic product, and then just to get it in the hands of the people that need it at any means necessary, even if I lose money. That's my main drive, my main goal. So if any of you guys would like to support a cause like that, the best way would just be to purchase one bottle. And if any of you guys are also interested in wholesaling and supporting a company like that on a bigger scale, and maybe even providing another income for your family, that's an option as well. You can hit us up at the 6K Organics Instagram page. That's another thing. Everybody at 6K Organics with the X at the end. Go follow us on Instagram. You'll see us there. And then another thing I've been wanting to talk to you guys about is TikTok, man. TikTok. That app is jumping. Like, seriously jumping. I started my TikTok? Sometime last week. It was like Tuesday or Wednesday. My first video got 400 views in like 30 minutes. You know, I have almost 300 and something likes already. One of my videos got like 2,200 views. Every one of them have got like 400 and something views. It's growing incredibly fast. There's so much attention on TikTok, and it's being so underlooked. People are misjudging TikTok, thinking that it's only for kids, when there's so much more opportunity than that there. And that even if it was kids, if you're in business or you have music, you do music, anything like that, you need to be in front of the children too. One day they're going to be grown. You know what I'm saying? Do you plan on stopping in the next 10 years? Do you plan on stopping in the next 5 years? I didn't think so. So a 13-year-old's attention now could benefit you in 5 years when they're 18 and they're ready to invest in something, or they're ready to do your thing, or you're a real estate agent, they're looking for their first house. You never fucking know. Fucking make the presence now. That's the point. While the attention's hot and easy to acquire, you know, just like with Instagram and just like with Facebook, there was a time, just like there is now with TikTok, for both of those apps as well. There was seriously a time. But that time is damn near over. Like, it can still happen. People still go viral day, you know, time to time. But people are going viral every day on TikTok. Seriously. It's a crank. It's I don't even get it. But I do get it, because it's fast. It's fast content. It's 30 seconds to 1 minute content. It moves really quick. It's really catchy. A lot of music. A lot of badass like transitions into video. Like, I seen these one kids. They're like fucking 13 too, man, and they're bad as fuck. They're like, they got music going on. They're like jumping and shit, and it's like crunk music. And then like they like use their finger and slice the screen, and it cuts it with like some neon color shit. And it opens up, and then it's another one of their friends doing the same thing, and then he cuts it and brings on the other friend. Shit's crazy. It's cool how they do it. I know that. Fuck. I don't know how the hell they do that shit. I want to find out though, because that's the catchy kind of content, you know. If you can come up with stuff like that, you can really have a lot of followers really fast, a lot of views, a lot of eyes to your business, your product, whatever. Like I said, I got 6K organic products on TikTok. You know, you just want to bring awareness. That's your main thing. You're looking for the attention at all costs, because you want to bring awareness to whatever you're doing. Like, if people don't know about it, people don't do it. And that's the number one way to scale, is to get more people to know about it. And shit, why wouldn't you use some free attention right now and jump on a free TikTok account? You know, make, even if your video sucks, dude, the chances of 400 people not seeing it is impossible. For real, there's like 500 million users, and I know fucking half of them are active, like, at all hours of the day. It's crazy. Like, fucking people are spending literally 8, 9, 10 hours a day on TikTok. You know, on Facebook, the average is 3 hours. So, you do the math, you know what I'm saying, like, how much more of a chance someone that's scrolling through content for fucking 8 hours has to see your shit than someone who's scrolling through content for, say, 1 hour to 3 hours tops. You know what I mean? People don't need Facebook as much, because all notifications come straight to their phone, right? So they don't have to just go through there and figure and find shit anymore. They don't have to dig. It pops right up, they click on that shit, they look at it, and they're done. It takes a few seconds, at most. Sometimes a few minutes if they're gonna respond something, but usually they fucking don't. You know, so it's crazy. And then, like with TikTok, if they wanna know what's going on with whoever, they have to go find them. You know, and then everyone also has what's called a For You page, which is actually it's just like the news feed, but for TikTok. And what's crazy about it is you have the opportunity on TikTok to get on anyone's news feed. How you do it is, all you have to do is hashtag FYP, which means For You page. And when you do that, it's going to literally put you on someone's For You page. It's crazy. Like, the other day I was on Kendra Poole's For You page. And their algorithm's really smart, because me and Kendra Poole actually know each other. We're actually close, you know what I'm saying? So it seems to be putting you in contact with people maybe from other social medias that you're in contact with, or people that, I don't know, you know what I mean? I just know that it put me on Kendra's. And she lives states away, so it's not like by a zip code or no shit like that. It's by, for real, some kind of an algorithm. And it gives you a lot of opportunity, like so much opportunity to just literally throw anything just at somebody's fucking timeline that's never seen your shit before ever. That's incredible. Or even someone that has seen it, they get to see it again on another app. They know you're in more places. They see your shit everywhere. They're like, oh my God, this guy's everywhere. He really is doing well. See what I'm saying? And then now you see how, boom, now they want to do it too. It's fun, man. It gets real fun. I have a blast with my life, man. Just like with Instagram, you know, I've been building up my IG page again. I hardly ever get on IG. I've never really enjoyed it. But the reason I'm kind of enjoying it now is because I'm doing Gary V's $1.80 rule. Y'all can look that up. Instagram $1.80 rule by Gary V or whatever. But that's what I'm doing. But it's funner to me now because of the topics I'm in. Because of the shit that I'm talking about. Because of the people that I'm encountering. These are the kind of people that I like. You see what I mean? And I don't really mean on a small scale. It's almost like every one of these people are pretty cool. And that makes it funner to me. I like dealing with cool people. I don't like fucking with a bunch of people that I can't relate to. So, because I'm so not fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll tell you fast if you're on some bullshit, or if I don't fuck with your bullshit. I'll tell you, look, I don't fuck with that shit. You can take that shit somewhere else because I'm Dustin Payton. We don't do that shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm like that. And I just put my foot down, man. I'm living how I want to live. And you can take your shit somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? That's just, I mean, fuck. Be who you want to be. And then nobody can influence you to do any different. That's kind of like my point with that. You know, you come to me with that bullshit, I'm just going to fucking expel you for my whole life. It seems like my back is feeling a little looser, but I'll be honest, guys, it's still sore. For real, like right now I'm trying to like stretch my neck, and every time like if I move the wrong way, it's like ah. But I'd be damned if I let that hold me back today. I got so much to do. I got to go meet with Dallas's granddad. He owns a woodworking shop. Trying to see about getting my custom displays built. Hopefully that goes all as planned and works out fine, and have some displays here soon. We can get our product in some stores, you know. And then as well, we're getting on Amazon Prime this week. Whoop whoop. Waiting on Janae to do the Facebook page and stuff. Whenever she gets to that, she's been busy with some gig she does, but we'll have all that together soon. I've already got the product on OfferUp as of right now, for like a way for people to purchase or whatever. But that's as far as we made it. Not sure if we're actually, yeah, I don't think we're on eBay yet. But we're growing fast, man. We're already selling bottles. Seriously, like, I'm already shipped out a couple of good samples. I've already got like, how many influencers? A few influencers, can't remember the exact number, but I do know one is from Germany. So it's going to be pretty dope to have 6K Organics already growing and being influenced in Germany. So, I mean, I'm super excited about that. It's going to go ahead and make us international off the jump. It's pretty cool because all this is happening like before we even have a website. And other people wouldn't even have said anything about their product yet. You know what I mean? And You just gotta go sometimes, guys. Don't be scared of shit. Nothing scares me. I don't give a damn. Nothing scares me, nothing holds me back. Keep that mindset. Keep that everywhere you go. Just hang on to it because it's vital to me, man. That's, like I said, that's my motto. That's how I live my life, and it keeps me one foot in front of the other. It keeps me getting up here early, man, when my fucking back hurts, so I won't fucking just lock up in the house. Fuck that, you know. Jax, get your ass over here. Shit. Dog's weird as fuck. He like walks over to the side and the string from the thing goes under his tail and starts like digging in his asshole. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why do you do that? Stay on this side. And he like drives him crazy, so he stops walking and everything. And I'm just like, what the fuck? But it seems like even Jax is going through some shit this morning. Yeah, man, we're just out here having fun, for real. Just enjoying life, enjoying, you know, what I've created. Watching it all be born and then watching it all grow, it's been really fun. Really fun. And, like, it would have never happened if I just lay in the bed and let my neck hurt. Yeah, it never would have happened if I would have bitched. Never would have happened if I would have said I didn't have enough money to start. None of that would have. I started with $150 too, by the way. That's what I started eBay dropshipping with, $150. So, don't tell me you don't have $150 because I know you're fucking lying. You just don't want to give up some food or some cigarettes or some beer. Maybe even some gas because you probably drive too many fucking places. The only place you should go is working home. Yeah, you got shit to do. You're grown as fuck. But no, we gotta drive to the bar. We gotta go get Pizza Hut. We gotta fucking, you know, spend all our money on weed. We gotta do all this shit. And I said, well, you smoke weed. Yeah, but I can afford it. You know, it's a difference. Like, you're not ready to yet because you cannot afford it. You can't afford it because you're not getting ahead. If you can't smoke and still be getting ahead, then you can't afford it. Shit. I'm serious. I don't do shit I can't afford. If it stops my day, it don't happen. Period. If I didn't make more than that day, I don't spend it. Period. I mean, like, there's a couple morals you gotta stick by. Especially when it comes to money, and you'll never fuck up the money. That's my other motto. Don't fuck up the money. For somebody 25, I fucked up the money a few times. But I damn sure got it back before a lot of motherfuckers ever got it the first time. I mean, I done fucking been up and lost it at least 3 times. And you guys know it to be a fact. You know it to be a fact because you know me. You know who I am. You know what I'm capable of. The thing is I know who you are. I know what you're capable of. I told my buddy the other night, I said, man, enough about me. Let's talk about somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, I know I'm great. Shit. I'm watching it, man. I want somebody else to be great. That's why I'm doing this shit. This shit ain't no fun by yourself. You know? I want to see all my motherfucking people do it. All of you. That's what I want. Who's going to give it to me first? Who's actually working towards it at all, anyways? If anyone. Who's actually pushing, you know what I'm saying? Who's blaming me? Who's blaming me right now? Who's blaming me because I didn't show up a day or two last week? That's why your week's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have nothing to go off of. Man, stop blaming me. I don't owe you this podcast, man. I give it to you. See what I'm saying? So if I ain't here a day or two, that's okay. You don't pay me to be here. I'm gonna be honest, I have not one supporter yet. Yes, supporting is an option. Right on the Anchor app, you can support this podcast. The day that starts happening, come here, will be the day that we start condemning me for not showing up, you know what I'm saying? Till then, if you ain't paying me to be here, don't be blaming me. You know what I'm saying? Blame yourself. You should have paid me to be here. I would have been there. Shit. You know, that's your own damn fault. But, man, just keep pushing, man. Quit telling yourself that bullshit because it ain't true. Your back ain't hurting. You got shit to do. Keep moving. You know, same with life, whatever the fuck's going on. It ain't nothing but a back pain either. Stretch it out. Stretch that shit out. Get in a hot bath, cold bath, whichever one you like. You know, get you some 6K organic CBD oil. You know, reduce the inflammation. Loosen it up a little bit. You know, relax. That's all you need. A little bit of meditation. Mix all that together with some action. And it's on. I promise you. Heightened performance and all. I can't wait to get back and drop me some CBD oil. See how much it loosens up this tightness in the back of my neck. Because it's feeling good now. Now Jack's trying to run. See, that's how he is. Through the whole walk, he was behind me. And then now he knows we're getting close to home. He's going to start trying to pull me and shit. Trying to pull my damn neck out of place. How come you start running every time down here? Do you just freak out around here? You can't take it. I think it's because he smelled all these dogs. Yeah, down here by the houses. So he gets to smelling dogs and goes retarded. Like, oh my God. Did you smell that? Did you smell that? Think something's on its on it's got heat on. Chill out, Jax. Damn. Why do you get to freaking out like that? It's like heat. I don't know what the hell goes on. Somebody's in heat for real. He gets to looking both ways and going back and forth, wagging his tail. He smells something. Somebody might be cooking breakfast. I'm just gonna go cook some breakfast, Jax. You want some Canadian bacon this morning? Yeah, we got the Canadian bacon this morning. Just gonna put that on some eggs and some bread. Whoop, whoop. Maybe a little cheese on that guy. I might even slap some mayonnaise. I like mayonnaise, salt and pepper, that guy. Cut it in the halves. And then, you know, turn the halves around to where they're facing the opposite way. And then serve it. That's how I like mine, you know what I mean? People are different. But I know today it's on, man. I'm just gonna go straight up in this house. And today alone, I'm gonna sell 20 bottles of 6K CBD. And I'm gonna do a lot of work for my eBay clients. And I'm gonna make sure that 10 bottles get to Janae for my professional pictures to be made. And I'm gonna make sure, first thing when I get in here, I'm gonna make sure some breakfast gets cooked. And then I help Dallas and Riker get ready. So then I'm doing all the rest of that shit. So that's what's on my plate for today. I hope you guys are ready to crush this shit with me, man, because we got work to do, guys. Appreciate everybody for stopping by, listening to me for a minute. I love each and every one of you. It's Dustin Payton. I'm signing out.